Hey ladies, Alyssa Agrifoglio here once again with Giants Equipment Director Joe Skiba. On our last Insider Access edition, we brought you inside the New York Giants Equipment Room, and this time we're here inside the New York Giants Locker Room. So what's next?
So you can see it's a little quiet around here inside the locker room. This is the end of the season. You know, these are the times that, you know, you always like to end a little bit later than everybody else. But everybody's like, well, what are you guys doing in the offseason? You have off? And I'm like, oh, yeah, we're off like 6 months. Like, of course not. Like,
still working.
Exactly. So what happens is now this is all the preparation for the 2016 season.
Okay. Now, one thing I noticed about the locker room here is it's kind of curved around almost in the shape of a football.
Yes,
is that intentional?
You know what? Matter of fact, they will tell you that it's not shaped as a football. But,
okay.
I mean, we could sell ice to Eskimos as well. So,
right.
I mean, you look at it, it's actually shaped like a football.
And I actually, if you look up to the ceiling, it kind of looks like there's some footballs in the sky.
Yeah, they won't tell you that's laces either for some unknown reason. If you look, I mean, that looks like a football with laces to me. But, you know, I guess, you know, the artistic people who made this facility want to kind of start keep it, you know, artistic.
Well, I think bringing back the tradition of the New York Giants, it also looks like there's a Ring of Honor.
Yes, these are all the people in the New York Giants Ring of Honor, from the greatest owner of all time, Wellington Mara, to six-time Pro Bowler Jesse Armstead, all the way down to recent Hall of Famer Michael Strahan, Mr. Tisch, Preston Robert Tisch as well. The names go on and on in the storied history.
So, Joe, who has the cleanest locker?
So they do specialists and kickers counter? No, no, I'm kidding. No. So we take the specialists aside. No offense to my man, B-Wing. I will have to say Eli Manning and Ryan Nassib, the quarterbacks, have the cleanest locker.
Cleanest. And who is the messiest?
Messiest
and dirty are different.
No. There is one person currently on this team that has the worst locker. Prince Amukamara has the worst locker. It is so bad.
So we're going to stay away from that.
Yeah, I am actually calling him out right now. It is disgusting.
Does it smell?
I don't know if it smells. I think it's just like...
just a lot of stuff.
Right. I mean, it's just...
Hoarding,
yeah. I mean, if you hoard breakfast sandwiches, you know what I mean? But
which locker would you say all of the players hang around the most?
Which locker? That would be hands down. It's not Odell. It would have to be DRC.
So he's the most popular guy on the team?
Yeah, you know what? I think it's between his stories. I think it's about... I mean, he's just a fun guy. He's always has something to say, you know...
Keeps everyone entertained.
Keeps everyone entertained. There's something about him that the players enjoy being around.
So what's so important about Zach Diassi's locker here?
So I think the corner lockers, everybody wants the corner lockers for one reason. Well, it's numerous reasons, but you kind of have your own space, and a lot of guys like this extra room so they could kind of kick the chair at and kind of survey the whole locker room. It kind of gives you your own little corner. Mm-hmm. A lot of guys like that.
Okay. And now... have you noticed any player treating their locker like their closet at home? So they have more of their clothes from at home than maybe they do their pads.
That's an interesting question. I would have to say Odell.
Really?
Yeah, of course.
Got a lot of clothes and shoes?
Yes, of course. Well, people sell, you know, he's changing all the time. People send him a lot of free stuff. So he's coming in, he's changing outfits. You know, if you look during the season, there's a bunch of outfits in there, a bunch of different shoes in there. I mean, you're here a lot of part of the day. You are here.
Majority of your day.
Yeah, once you hit, you know, you're here from 7 till 4 or 5.
Right.
And you're rolling the rest of the season, you know, hopefully from July till middle of February.
Joe, thank you for giving us a tour of the Giants locker room.
Not a problem.
On our next edition of Insider Access, we'll be giving you a tour of the Giants weight room.